From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Illinois and states around the country are concerned about the Delta variant. This is a variant of the coronavirus. It's thought to be more transmissible and thus more dangerous. In many places, it could soon become a majority of cases. It's yet another reason that a lot of places, including here in Illinois, are offering incentives for people to get vaccinated, like a lottery. Here's Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking in Chicago earlier this month to announce the state's vaccine lottery.
Today I'm announcing the all-in for the win vaccine lottery with $10 million in prizes. $7 million in cash prizes for residents 18 and over, and $3 million in scholarship awards for residents aged 12 to 17 years old. How can you get in on the action? Well, you just have to be vaccinated.
Here to tell us a bit more about this initiative is Jerry Nowicki. He's bureau chief at Capital News Illinois, based in Springfield. Jerry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
I'd also like to welcome Ray Ellen Bichel, a correspondent for Kaiser Health News. She's based in Colorado and has been reporting on the Delta variant and hotspots in that state, which are among some of the highest rates in the country. Ray, welcome to the 21st.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Listeners, as ever, you can join our conversation. 800-222-9455 is the number. What precautions are you taking against the Delta variant? Are you worried about it? And do you have unvaccinated people still in your life? And if so, do you think the lottery might nudge them to get the shot? 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. Ray, I'm going to begin with you. Can you just give us sort of the basic overview of the Delta variant? How is this different from what we were seeing in the U.S. this time last year?
Sure. So the Delta variant was first identified in India months ago and is believed to have caused a pretty bad outbreak there. It has a few mutations to it that are thought to make it it's more easy for it to attach to certain receptors. So it's easier to infect people. And that's why it's believed to be more transmissible, or known to be more transmissible rather. The problem with this variant is that it's spreading pretty rapidly in some places. Colorado is one of the places where at the beginning of last week, we had the public health department saying it was about 20% of cases. By the end of the week, they were saying it was more than half of cases spreading in the state. So that's primarily why people are focused on it now, because of its rapid movement. Previously, the main variant, or I should say currently, the main variant right now in the U.S. is the Alpha variant.
We got a text from one of our listeners, Joseph in Champaign, who says, quote, as a physician, there is no question that the Delta variant is more infectious. It appears to be stable in the air for a longer period of time, making distancing more difficult. He also said, quote, in addition, the reports at this time are that younger people are getting sicker. The mean age for ICU admissions keeps dropping. It is criminal that we have 2 million doses of vaccine waiting for patients. End quote. Thank you, Joseph, for that message. Ray, what do we know about how the vaccine protects people against the Delta variant in particular?
Well, I'm seeing a reports out of Israel recently of an outbreak there, where half of among the adults who were infected in this outbreak, half were fully vaccinated. So that's considered to be concerning. But then you also have data coming out of other places like the UK, showing that the vaccine is still pretty effective against this variant and considered the best protection that there is. I've also seen Scott Gottlieb, former commissioner of the FDA, saying that the variant's likely going to really be a problem in certain pockets of the country, and that would be really the ones with low vaccination. So vaccination is still considered the best protection, even though breakthrough cases are possible.
Yeah, we got another text from Anne in the Peoria area who said, I wondered if having had COVID or having received the vaccine is more protective against the Delta variant. And I guess you're saying certainly having the vaccine is more protective. Do you know about whether having had COVID previously, how that stacks up against vaccination in terms of protection?
I don't. And from what I gather, there's not a ton of information on how long natural immunity, meaning protection from getting infected with the virus, how long that actually lasts. There is a lot of information on, or a lot more information on how long your protection might last with the being fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated. And I think the recommendations are, even if you've had it, to go ahead and get vaccinated still. Jerry, I want to bring you into the conversation. Jerry Nowicki, Capital News, Illinois. Speaking of vaccines, what percentage of people in Illinois are vaccinated now? Do you have the latest there?
Yeah, so the vaccination numbers have been sort of plateauing. I think at looking at Illinois Department of Public Health site, it's Illinois' 18 and over population, 70.9% have had at least one dose, and 54.8% of the 18 over population are fully vaccinated. If you get to 65 and older, it's 73% fully vaccinated, and then 12 and over, it's 52% fully vaccinated.
Okay, so at least half in most of those categories, it sounds like, are fully vaccinated, 70%, I think you said, for adults. How can you tell us about this new vaccine lottery program? Is everybody who's gotten one of those shots will going to be entered? How does that work?
Yeah, that's what the governor said. Everybody who's received the vaccine, I forget what the exact date was, but I think by July 1st, they'd be entered into the July 8th lottery. And then after that point, they could be entered into later lotteries for the $10 million in, I guess, prizes is the word. $7 million in cash awards and then $3 million in the scholarships. So
that's for the younger
people. One of the things to note is that IDPH would contact the person, and if they don't want their name shared in any way, they wouldn't have to have their information shared.
Oh, interesting. And how are those? You mentioned 10 million, I think, what was it, 3 million for scholarships, 7 million in cash prizes. How is that divided up?
There are three $1 million payments, I believe. And then the rest would be sums of 100,000 for the cash prizes. And then there are the scholarships. I'm not sure the exact number, but they'd be worth $150,000 each. So
interesting.
Whatever the math is there.
When are we going to know who has won, or if there are winners, at least, if people maybe don't want to be identified, as you mentioned?
Yeah, July 8th is the first reading. I'm confident they'll give us the press release and send out, you'll get the press release, and they'll make as much news as possible with it that they can. And then there's other drawings. I think the final one will be August 26th, August 12th. And then it looks like between July 12th and August 16th, three winners of $100,000 cash prizes will be chosen every Monday from a statewide pool.
Okay, so still a significant amount of money and a higher number of winners than we saw in the first state, I think, to try this, which was Ohio. Let me take a moment to reintroduce you. This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about our Monday Reporters Roundtable. We're talking about COVID-19, specifically the lottery that Illinois is launching, as well as the Delta variant and how that is spreading, not just in Illinois, but across the country, really. We're speaking with Jerry Nowicki, bureau chief at Capital News Illinois, and Ray Ellen Bichel, who is a reporter with Kaiser Health News, based in Colorado, where they have seen an uptick in cases. It's some hotspots out there. Jerry, before we move off the lottery, I do want to ask, we got a text from Sheila in Champaign, who said she was a nurse, and said she noted the Delta variant was a serious and dangerous strain. But she also said bribing people with money is silly. Give them money for food and rides to get to the destination, which I gather she means to get people where they can be vaccinated. Jerry, I wonder, on this lottery, does Illinois have a metric for deciding whether the program is a success, spending $10 million? Like, is there a goal, number of vaccinations in mind?
I don't know. They didn't say a specific goal, but looking at the trends, it doesn't appear there's been a major rush to be vaccinated after the program, because it was June 17th when it was announced. On that day, the seven-day average for vaccinations was about 42,153 daily over the seven-day period. On June 19th, it looks like it went slightly over that at a bit over 42,000. But then after that, it's sort of just gone down, the weekly average. And as of today, seven-day rolling average is 28,798 people. So it doesn't look like people are rushing to be vaccinated as part of this.
Interesting. Last question. Where's the money coming from?
It's the American Rescue Plan funding, the federal funds. I think it was slightly over $8 billion that Illinois received, and they allocated $10 million of that for this program.
Okay. Ray, I want to come back to you now. You're based in Colorado, as I mentioned, and I understand that was the number two state in the country after Missouri when it came to COVID hotspots. Yeah. I understand you spent the weekend at one of those hotspots. What are people saying about the Delta variant where you are?
Yeah, I spent the weekend in a place called Grand Junction over on the western side of the state. And you and Jerry were just talking about incentives. I'll just mention this county is doing something that I find to be really interesting. They've got a jackpot as you get vaccinated, you enter to win. But with each person who gets vaccinated, the jackpot sum actually grows, which I haven't seen before. So who knows how that will go. But Grand Junction, Colorado is considered really the hot spot for Delta variant right now. Less than half of people there, last I checked, are fully vaccinated. I went to three places. I spent time at a playground. I spent time at a country music festival, and I spent time at a church where there was a mobile vaccine clinic. And what really struck me was that in each of the three places, and I talked to as many people as I could in all three places, you run into every single person. You know, you run into people on every part of the spectrum. From not going to wear masks, not going to get vaccinated, no plans to do so. People who wish that we would just stop talking so much about COVID-19 and get over it, all the way to people who are in it every day, a pathologist who's, you know, actually running the, doing the tests, very aware of how many people are not only testing positive with this new variant, but being hospitalized and worried if her kid is going to be able to go to school in the fall. And what was really striking to me also was that at both the country music festival and the church, the state had sent a mobile vaccine clinic. So this was a big bus with nurses and a couple different kinds of vaccine against COVID. And I did not see very many people get on that bus to get the shots.
It sounds like not necessarily a question of access and availability, at least in the spots you were. The last thing I want to ask you about, and this is something that one of our producers noticed from the World Health Organization on Friday. It was covered a little bit just in Forbes, but they had a news conference. I'm going to read a little bit from the transcript. Somebody there said, vaccine alone won't stop community transmission. People need to continue to use masks consistently, be in ventilated spaces, hand hygiene, respiratory etiquette, the physical distance, avoid crowding. They said, this still continues to be extremely important even if you are vaccinated when you have community transmission ongoing, which is the case of Latin America in general, where you have a high level of continuous community transmission. So people cannot feel safe just because they had the two doses. They still need to protect themselves. End quote. That's the World Health Organization. Ray, we've not heard comparable guidance from the CDC. Are you hearing anything like this from local health officials in the area where there are these hotspots that you've been covering?
You know, I can't really speak to that too much. What I can say is I saw a grand total of two masks at the country music festival and a few at the church and none at the playground. And what I also know is that in Israel, which I mentioned before, because there was an outbreak of the Delta variant there, the government, because of that outbreak and because of fully vaccinated adults getting COVID-19, the government has re-required masks indoors again. Let's see if that happens here.
Interesting. Well, this is a story we will definitely continue to follow. Ray Ellen Bichelle is a reporter with Kaiser Health News. We've also been speaking with Jerry Nowicki, bureau chief for Capital News Illinois. Ray, Jerry, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, coming up after a short break, we're going to be hearing a story about McBroken. You might have heard this meme on the internet. This is the idea that if you ever want to get ice cream at McDonald's, there's a pretty good chance the machine there is going to be broken. Turns out there are two Illinois companies, not just McDonald's, but also the company that makes the machines that are behind this cold case. We're going to be talking about that after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us.